I am Sister Teresa Lau. For my 60 years of experience in community life, I found challenging to start with because I start in an international formation and there were 10 of us in my group and we have different people from Thailand, Philippines, Hong Kong and other places. And I learned how to adjust to each other. First for me was a language because I didn't speak English much. So it was an effort. The next challenging is that we have the lessons. We have to recite certain parts of the scripture, which was a big thing for me. But apart from the challenging, I think there's a lot of joy in the community because we love, we share each other's experiences because a lot of us have been working and some of them have been just finishing their study. And there was so much joy in throughout the world. And all through my 60 years, I work in about, and I live in about 5 different communities of different number. The highest number I live was about 20 of us in that community, and the lowest one was about 5. So there was a big adjustment, but there's one thing that is in common was we learn to love each other, share with each other's joy, and support each other because some of us find it difficult to talk because of the personal differences. Language was another one. But it's always joy out of that, even with different language skill. And the experience was once a sister came home and said, I ate the computer. So we asked, oh, what do you mean by you ate the computer? And we all laughed because she said, I ate cucumber today. So that was a joy that we share. And then there's among many other things like that. But also we have shared the worries, the work that we work together, the studies that we share, and the formations that we receive. Of course, in a community, we also share the housework. We pray together because in prayer, we join in union, not only the local community that I live, but also the other communities in the district and in the whole congregation. So we share each other's prayer, joy. For example, if a sister passed away in other countries, they send us a notice, we pray for them. So that great support that you have in the community, which I do treasure very much. And for us, we also have time to be silent. That means to respect each other's place and union with God during prayer, recreation, study. It is a school of loving and learning, and which I do appreciate very much, and I thank God for this. So no community is perfect on this earth, and we all need challenges and graces. A community is a place that we learn to love, to grow, to accept each other. A community member is like a jigsaw puzzle, complementary to each other. No piece of the jigsaw puzzle is less important or more important. They complement each other to make the beautiful picture of God's service.